Ahoy there, land lovers.
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
What did the elephant say to the naked man?
Nice trunk.
Oh, is this our first like non-pirate joke on this?
Yeah.
By the way,
it's a non-pirate joke. No, we've done non-pirate jokes.
Have
before.
We?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do mostly. Fuck! Now I forgot it. Ever.
But an elephant never forgets.
I got too high between episodes. How do you breathe out of that thing? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Totally lost it.
Welcome to Monroe's Chest. The podcast.
That's successfully it. Interrupted.
Yep. The podcast that sails the seas of whimsy and dives into the depths of nautical nonsense. Join us as we navigate through the seas of laughter, uncovering treasures hidden within Monroe's mythical chest, where every episode is a tidal wave of hilarity and unexpected discoveries. May we get the captain's log, please?
Aye, the captain's log. On the last episode, as we worked our way through a puzzle within the haunted lighthouse, we worked our way through a puzzle, and a set of stairs took us down to three corridors, where three corridors led to different areas. We took one Alpha, one Beta, and one Delta. We took the first one to Alpha. After going through Alpha, many five traps, we disarmed them very, very cunningly. And we got to the end, and a bunch of miners were at the end. Question mark. We worked our way back, and we went down Beta. While going through Beta, we got to the end. No traps in this tunnel or hallway. We got to a place where we might have found the lair of Fizgig. Drog stuck his head through a illusionary wall, and now we are faced with the intern Kyle. And Captain's Log. My name is Luke, and I'll be playing Captain Lefarius.
My name is Sean, I'll be playing Drog.
I'm Jason, I'll be playing Laura.
I'm Matt, and I'll be Dash.
I'm Dan, and I'm curious on how many porno scroll names or ideas I'm going to have to come up with in this episode.
So many. So many.
Oh, I forgot about the porno mag.
What's the porno mag called?
Stabby Rip Stab Stab.
Oh, that's right, you said that.
Stabby Rip Stab Stab.
This is intense. Are you ready for this?
Not for that, no.
Well, I mean, you kind of signed up for it by letting her stab you.
This I'm is not all ready your for fault. That. I'm not ready for it. I didn't have a choice.
This is your fault for
I'm
letting her stab you.
I'm not into that kind of thing.
Well, you're in it now.
Kyle lays his hand on the captain's shoulder. It'll be all right, dude.
As long as I get the yank with the shiv...
We'll have to negotiate those terms. I'm not her handler.
Well, she was quite cute.
Yeah, sure. I guess if you're into that whole hairless thing.
Well, I like my women hairless.
Well, that's silly.
I don't like your bearded women.
That's the only way to go.
You just like something to hang on to as you're going all monkey balls deep and just...
Hey, hey, have you been listening in? That's an invasion of privacy.
You tell very vivid details, Dash.
That's fair. So, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Yeah, I'm Kyle...
Kyle.
Van Luxian the 16th.
The 16th?
That is quite the title.
Yeah.
Van Luxian?
Yeah.
That's a mouthful.
Of the Van Luxians.
Of... Where are you from?
Not here, dude.
I see that.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing here? What's going on?
Well, I have to intern. My dad's making me intern. You know, I did all the schooling stuff and blah, blah, blah. Take over the galaxies, blah, blah, blah.
Take over the galaxies?
Galaxies.
What is a galaxy?
Never mind. So basically, I'm just here to do a job and learn how to do a job because I don't like to work. I just like to eat, watch TV, and smoke.
So is this a paid internship or is it free?
It's paid in a credit you wouldn't understand.
All right. I was just curious. Yeah. I like, you know, money.
Yeah, so I'm basically just here. I'm helping. I've been tasked to help Fizgig get the minerals he needs to build shit.
Build what shit? What is he building?
I'm going to go ask him. He does his thing. I do my thing.
And he's just over in Delta.
Yeah, he did. Okay, I should warn you. He doesn't like to be disturbed.
But what if you disturb him?
I don't. Why do you think I'm just sitting in here?
But you could, right?
No. No. I don't want to lose another tentacle.
How many did you have before?
A lot.
Well, it's a clean look on you. Looks, yeah. It's a good change.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Yeah.
Do they grow back?
Yes. Very painful process.
Painful.
Do an investigation check?
Sure.
For a bong?
For a what?
A bong.
Oh, you don't even really have to look.
Perfect.
He's got a gravity bong set up.
Anything you would picture in a typical Kyle Stoner residence is definitely going to be here.
I'm posted up at the gravity bong then, and I'm packing that thing.
Cool.
What you got there, Drog? I'm not even gonna.
Does it turn you green?
No.
Can I try it?
Oh yeah. No.
Come on, buddy.
Dash definitely tries it. If it doesn't turn him green,
it's just straight weed.
Oh yeah.
No Feywild.
Let me see if Dash is happy or sad. Stoner. Oh, 14. He's a pretty happy stoner.
So are you guys just gonna hang out here for a bit, or
who are you?
Maybe you should lay down. You know, just sit down and watch Orcs of Our Lives.
Perfect.
So our friend Laura here is supposed to find some artificer. Is Fizgig? Dr. Fizgig?
He's down in Delta. We gotta go to Delta.
But is he an artificer?
Yeah.
That's the artificer you're looking for.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's where we should go.
He's the guy.
Well, we gotta go talk to him.
I'm just gonna warn you. He doesn't like being disturbed. I can't tell you why.
I'm super cute.
And he does the like big eye thing and bats his eyes.
The illithid puts out its ridiculously nasty hands and kind of puts them around your head.
Look, but don't touch.
But you're giving me the eyes. It's like you want to be scratched.
A look is not consent.
You didn't tell that to the door foreman.
Well, that's different.
I'll let it slide this time. Yeah, so anyways, artificer stuff. Did you see all the little ant spider things walking around? You know,
yeah,
those?
What's with those things?
Oh, they're just to, if any of those prisoners, like, break the spell.
Oh, they're prisoners?
The little people.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just here to mine for us.
So they're slaves?
Yeah.
So are all the people in the town, are they slaves?
No.
Just off-duty slaves?
It's just gnomes. They ship in these gnomes from another continent.
Oh. And
we just throw the dead bodies up top to keep people away.
And this lady that you're waiting on, what's her name?
Gabby?
Yeah.
She's helping you enslave all the gnomes.
Well, yeah, she brings them and I do my thing.
Oh, good, 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 good. Yeah, that's excellent. That's good business, absolutely. Uh-huh. Yep.
Is there something wrong, little monkey?
No, I just said it was great. That's a great business. It's a great business model. It's very profitable. I suppose you want me to roll deception?
Yes.
Shite.
How long has Gabby been doing?
15 plus 8 for a 23.
Damn. We are at 23. I guess I believe you.
Yeah, no, I'm just very curious. They seemed very happy for slaves.
We feed them and we water them and, yeah.
Yeah, that's all they need, food and water. Yeah, absolutely. Anything more than that is excessive.
I'm the intern. I just mind control all of them.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. Oh, that's a very handy skill.
Yeah, I just sit here and tell them what to do. And then if they get out of control or break the spell, that's when the little robot things come in.
All right, all right. So are you also working with the other Senator Grisham or Mayor Grisham?
What goes on the surface? None of my dealings.
Oh, okay. Okay, I just thought since Gabby was trying to be mayor, I thought maybe it was important to have control of up top too.
You know how parents are. They fight, they get together, they have sex. I don't know, man. I don't care.
Parents?
I'm just trying to make an analogy that you'd understand.
Oh, okay.
You want me to speak my own language? It'd be clicks and...
Well, I don't speak that, so no.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so you're... You're the one, you're the glue holding it all together. If you were gone, then...
I'm gone in 2 months.
It would just all go to chaos around here. All these little gnomes with their
How long have
pickaxes.
You been here, Kyle?
I don't know. I kind of lost track of time.
Well, you folk, you live a long time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could keep these people as slaves their whole lives.
And then some.
Pretty easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Just don't give me a reason.
No. I don't want to be a slave.
Dash, I think that whatever he's doing, point of drug, I think it affected you.
Oh, it must have. And you look at Dash, and his eyes are the glowing embers, and it's just the hair's just starting to stand up, and just little sparks.
No, yeah, everything's fine, Captain. Everything's fine.
Apparently it didn't mellow him out.
What?
So, Captain, how do you feel about the slave industry?
I'm a little bit torn.
What should we do, Captain?
We need to go talk to Fizgig and figure out why this is going on.
Yeah. Yep. That's a good idea, Captain.
To Delta?
To Delta it is. Drog, come on.
Grab Drog by the collar because he's probably sitting.
Bye, Kyle. See you soon.
Later, buddy.
Later. In the back of your mind, you hear, "Don't fuck with me, little monkey."
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
We work our way back up and head to Delta.
On the walk, I want to be perched on the captain's room.
Captain?
I Dash.
So, slaves?
I don't like this area. I don't like this island.
Not a big fan of Kyle.
I would really like to take another look at Kyle with my axe.
You think Bardis would like him?
I think Bardis would have some fun. I think Kyle needs to go.
You can free all the gnomes.
Can you promise me that we can kill Kyle?
Well, we can kill Kyle.
Oh, good. Good. All right.
So we're in agreement?
Not or right now. We're going to go talk to Fizzkid first.
No, we're going to support the other guy for mayor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now the guy doesn't seem so bad.
I don't think there's going to be much left to Gabby.
Nah, it sounds like Gabby's like funneling in her people just to get people to work for these two.
You know, once I found out that they were basically just fucking, then I was fine with Gabby. Now, I feel this is a roller coaster.
I thought I was getting laid.
I didn't see this part coming.
Neither did he.
And that's onwards, Delta.
Check the traps for Delta.
I want to just split her head open.
Traps and Delta.
And I'm going to assist.
Give you some checks. Oh, that's not bad at all. What do I get for an assist?
One of you just needed to roll twice.
Oh. I got a 26.
I think that'll do it.
No traps. No traps at all.
Pat Dash on the back again.
Dash goes strutting.
You got it, Laura. I'll lead the way.
I'll follow really close behind.
Okay. Much like the other tunnels, you get a ways down, cavern opens, but this time it's abruptly met by a pair of enormous doors. These things are basically 40 by 50. How they open seems really something else. And then there's a little small mouse door on the side. Maybe Dash could get through it. Maybe not. Well lit. There's nothing on the roof. There's no... With that investigation check, Laura's definitely keeping an eye out. There's nothing that would attack you or... There's nothing protecting this.
This door seems excessive. Like somebody's trying to show off. Oh, look how big my door is.
But there's a little door. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's a practical size.
For you.
Well, it's not their fault. It's not the architect's fault that you're too big.
What are you talking about? That's a decent-sized door.
I want to see you get through that.
I'd like my character to try and go through.
Walk through the door?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Go ahead and give me an athletics check.
Perfect.
Are you trying to go through the little tiny door?
Yeah, I'm a small creature.
I was not picturing you as a small creature.
I was not either. I had 100% like...
Water genasis are small creatures.
Well, you can make them small or medium.
Yeah, I did small.
Oh.
He's a short little shit.
So he's like gnome size.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not make that connection.
Nope, ditto.
I'm glad there's another short king here. Yeah.
Athletics, you said?
Yep.
That's a minus one. 18.
You go to walk through the door, and you just hit your head on the metal.
Boom. Son of a...
How'd that feel? You just thought you could walk through the door, not trying to jiggle any knobs or anything?
Well, you never know.
We could try knocking.
I think I already did.
Wait a sec.
That's true.
Should we inspect the door?
Well, I think the polite thing to do... Like, he already doesn't like to be interrupted, right? I think if we interrupt him by breaking in, then that makes it an extra bad interruption. If we politely knock and ask permission to come inside, maybe it won't be so bad.
Laura, what do you think of the door?
So is the door so big that we couldn't practically open it up? Yeah, let's knock on the door.
Well, knocking it is, and I knock on the door.
You knock on the door?
Yep.
Okay. Through the smaller door on the side, the mini-sized one, you hear...
Who's here? Kyle, is that you?
Yeah,
Kyle's
Kyle.
Not here, man.
Who in the fuck are you guys?
I'd like to do a performance check.
We were sent by Gabi.
I mean, kind of, yeah. In a way, sure.
Go away. I'm working on something that is dangerous.
Well,
we're okay with danger.
No, not this danger.
Well, we've got someone who's like you, who wants to meet you. We were told to bring her to you.
Big fan. She's a big fan, and you're going to like her.
At this point,
she has great assets.
You hear the you hear whirling and swirling and all kinds of gizmos and gadgets, and the small door opens, and out walks this very small stature goblin. He has the small specks of like barely connected together white hair, kind of combed over. On top of that, he has basically two just welding type goggles, and he's wearing a lab coat.
I'm picturing like Homer Simpson hair.
I'll say Dr. McCrackle?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the name.
Are you opening a shop?
No. No.
But did you write this? Do you have a copy of the book?
You did. You kept the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did keep the book.
Yeah.
Did you write this book?
Yep.
I'd be interested to maybe learn from you a little bit.
Yeah, now's not a good time.
What are you working on in there?
Why would I tell you?
So the door is open?
Uh-huh.
Can Dash just, like, try to just slip past him?
Sure. Make an athletics check.
Oh, athletics?
Mm-hmm.
Can I make a distraction?
Can I do acrobatics to be, like, getting between the legs?
Mm-hmm. Sure. You convinced me.
18.
Yeah, you slip through.
As soon as I get in there, I just want to take a look around.
Okay.
Can I do a performance check to distract him from seeing him go in?
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
Perfect.
What's your check? Like, what's the roll?
I was going to do a performance.
Okay.
Just as, like, to distract him. So I'm going to sneeze on him. Just... oh god, I am so sorry. Just like try to wipe off his face.
Oh, the worst distraction ever.
16.
Great. So you sneeze on Dr. Fizz.
Oh god, I'm so sorry.
He gets hit by the sneeze and he kind of backpedals into the room. Within that same motion, Dash darts in. All of a sudden, red lights begin to start flashing throughout the interior of this lab. Only Dash can see this portion of it. So the lab is similar to Frankenstein. There's a table in the center, electrical rods connecting to it.
Tesla coils.
there's actually a really large alchemy thing on the furthest northern side of the room. It looks
like one of those big glass... with, like, bubbling shit in it?
Bubbling shit. you also would notice that there is a ton of Feywild-type flowers next to what is being mixed in this
potion. So it looks like they're using them as ingredients?
Correct. Okay. Yep. This room is a 50 by 50, so keep that in mind because shit's about to hit the fan.
Okay.
And that's kind of how the room is scaped. As big as those doors are, this cavern is basically 100 feet tall. There's steel bars across the top, and it looks like there's layers of something stacked up there. You just can't quite make it out clearly.
Okay. As soon as Dash gets past and takes this look around, like, he's not trying to be like stealthy that he's in there. He's trying to be casual about being in there. Almost like he just like very casually strolled past and into the room, takes a look around.
Oh man, this is great! This is really impressive, Doctor!
And as you say that, the larger... So you would only see this again, Dash, but the giant cogwheels begin to spin on the giant doors, and red lights begin to flash throughout the room, just like this really... And then you hear, intruder, intruder, warning, and... Within that, the giant doors rip to the side.
Oh shit, Doctor, you have an intruder!
I said don't enter!
And with that, he begins to get pulled by this swirling mist that you guys continue to see throughout the campaign.
The purple mist!
Yep.
Damn it.
On the table where the Tesla coils were, sits what we'll refer to as... Well, I'll just use it what terms. It's a Warforged item. A Warforged creature. So a robot sits up with a shield in one hand, a sword in the other, and a chest open to receive some sort of pilot. The purple mist grabs the doctor, and as
I told you not to come in!
And he gets sucked into the chest of this Warforged creature. It closes up, and he's stuck inside.
I don't think that's good.
And then from the Warforged creature here, defense sequence activated.
Did I do that?
Yeah, you did, Dash.
And I need you all to roll initiative.
Woo! Oh God. Do I have advantage yet? I don't think I do.
No, also, we had talked, did everyone level up? Are you all good to go?
Check.
Fuck. Gonna need that level.
Oh gosh, I have to remember to do this shit now. Had so much fun just RPing. All right. Over 20?
Nope.
No? Okay, 15 through 19.
Nope.
No shit?
Nope.
Oh. Well, thank you. Okay, down
15 through 10?
12.
12 dash, okay. Holy crap, guys.
Oh my god.
Okay,
oh no.
How about you just say what you think?
Eight.
Six.
Three.
Oh, my God. I thought my 12 was bad.
We're all surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. Very caught off guard.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
It's fine.
Captain.
As quickly as the goblin was drug into this mechanized suit, it charges for an attack at Dash. He's the closest one in the room.
Yep.
He's the threat that was
yep.
identified, and it's going to make three sword attacks at you.
Fuck me!
One, a 20, and a 16.
Did you just crit?
I just crit on you, Dash.
Okay.
So, basically, I...
16 doesn't hit.
22. Well, so it's 22.
Okay, okay. That hits.
Okay. 22 in the crit?
Yeah, they both hit.
Okay.
For sure.
So you're going to take...
Oh, and this is Dash, too. It's not Bard. It's...
8, 16. So you're going to take a total of 16 damage on that.
Oh. That's not so bad.
And then you hear with that... defend. And let's see, the bonus action. Bonus action to shove. And when he starts yelling defend at you, he takes his shield and pushes you back 5 feet.
Okay.
So I don't know. Do you want to set up your NPCs?
Yep.
We'll just go
center of the room. I'm guessing we're pretty close to that.
Well, I'm just going to put this guy out. That's who Where's I'm about
entrance?
To be.
Entrance.
And the door is just wide open now, right?
Yeah, everything's wide open. You guys can clearly see the lab. Again, only thing you really wouldn't notice is what's up in the rafters. Okay, so we're on to Dash.
As this thing lunges at Dash, you see the arcing and sparking off of his hair. And as this thing slashes into Dash... Dash turns to ash and splits open at the cuts, and coming through is big ass fucking Bardas, and all the electricity is like, it's like an explosion of electricity around him, and it all coalesces into a lightning axe above his head, and he's gonna come smashing down with two hits with his great axe.
Okay.
Reckless. Obviously.
Obviously.
Obviously. That is a 21 on the first.
Miss.
Ooh, a 21 Ruh-roh. Misses.
What?
Ruh-roh. 23.
Barely hits.
Okay. So that's...
Fuck.
I gotta get my. So, 19. 21 damage. Okay. All lightning damage.
Okay.
And then just plants his feet in front of him, ready to take the abuse. with this dash, you would be the only one within range. You just hear Fizzgig inside.
I told you not to. Why did you come? Listen. Just listen.
I am Bardas.
All right. We are on to Laura.
I'm going to take my action to basically set up my homunculus with my flying. So my bird homunculus is going to carry my cannon, and I'm going to do the temporary hit point thing and send it up towards where these guys are.
Okay.
So everyone, I think it's 20 feet. So I'll send it up to Bardas, and then as people move into it, I guess they can hold their temporary hit points.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that'll be my turn. I'll roll here. Let me figure out.
Yeah, give me my temp.
Do you want to set like a? Do we want to set like a die there for?
Yeah, the whatever it is. I don't know.
Right there.
Eight. And that'll be. That pretty much takes my action to set that up.
Okay. Drog.
Perfect.
Well, he's gonna start looking. He starts to get more blue than he already is. And you start to hear the crackling of lightning. And he reaches forward. And you just hear the exhale. And you feel and smell the salty air of the sea. And the slight hint of ozone as he casts Lightning Bolt and blasts him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to roll for that?
Dex save, please.
Dex save.
Mm-hmm.
On the saving throw sheet, if it has a plus next to it, it added additional modifiers. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Has to be a 14.
22.
Perfect.
21.
Half damage. So 15 lightning damage.
Okay.
And I would have moved over like 20 feet just so I had a better angle. Yeah. And then with that, I'm going to let the tempestuous magic go through. So the air around me surrounds, and I start levitating up 10 feet from the storm.
Oh, and you ignore resistance, right? If it's resistant to to lightning damage, you...
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else you got to do?
That's it.
Okay. All right, we're to Captain.
All right.
Hang on.
What is that?
Oh, because it's flying.
Oh,
he sees it. Okay.
You're up 10 feet.
Woo.
All right. I am going to move. How far away is...
It was probably about 30 feet.
Okay, I'm going to use my full movement to move up to him.
Okay.
I'm going to do that right now. You get right next to Bardas.
Eight temporary hit points.
And I'm going to take... Let me add my E really quick. I'm going to swing at him twice.
So as you come up to make your attacks, the mechanized creature kind of sees you coming up, and he does a reaction to essentially raise his shield and look towards you.
Okay.
So all of your attack rolls are going to be at disadvantage.
At disadvantage. Okay. Oh, this is first attack? Imposes 22 to hit?
Yes. Yeah, it hits.
Hits? And Divine Smite with that?
just light them spell slots on fire.
I'm only doing it at first level this time around.
One more D8. I threw out my other D8 of it.
You have so many dice.
Yeah. Well, that rolled poorly. 10 damage on the first hit.
Okay.
Second strike. This one does not hit. It is a 11.
11? Yep, this is.
The first hit hits him, and then the second one just kind of glances off. And as a bonus action, I'm going to ignite my longsword with nautical fury.
Okay.
So I'm... See me two wheeling both swords and I ignite the one sword with the nautical fury.
Sweet.
That's my turn.
Okay. Back to the mechanized creature. Staring at you, Dash, because he has a shield up to the captain.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make three attacks. Let's see. I think I only hit one for a 25.
25 definitely.
20 hit. I hit 12, 14, and 25.
Yeah, just the 25.
Okay. So you're going to take... you're going to take 10 damage.
Okay.
Half that.
Okay.
And then...
Loving that temp HP.
He's going to essentially rack his weapon back up after he makes his strike into you. It doesn't do a whole lot, but it just kind of glazes you, and he reaches back to make a second trifecta of attacks.
Okay. Like an action surge?
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
Robot edition.
Oh, my gosh. Now I can't roll. Only one hits.
Okay.
And let me roll that damage. For 7, and then just half that.
7. Okay. So half. Temp HP gone. Exactly.
Okay. Can you half temp HP?
Yeah. Yeah, even all damage is still halved, even if it's temp HP.
Huh. Seems a little broken.
That's all barbarians got.
Well, no, but I mean, the shield isn't part of the bar. Like, it's protecting the barbarian. I feel like the shield would take full damage, and then you as Bardis would take.
I mean, we can play it that way.
I don't know what the rules are with that. It just seems strange.
Yeah, the rules is written. It's temp HP is treated with the same damage resistances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Hopefully they write that better in the new. Never mind. Okay. I'm done. It's my turn.
My turn?
Oh, no, it's Dash's turn.
Yep.
So in the last turn, he was like yelling out for us to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm... How tall is this thing?
It is probably standing about 6 foot tall.
Okay, so I'm much bigger than it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would like to try to grab it. I would like to try to grapple it.
Okay.
And just hold it there till we can figure out what the fuck we're doing.
So we would be rolling opposed strength saving?
Yeah, it'd be opposed athletics.
Athletics.
Well, you can do athletics or acrobatics.
Okay.
I have to do athletics.
Okay. 9.
Natural 20 for a 31.
Great. So you...
So, yeah, I just want to get behind this thing and kind of get it in a full Nelson and just hold it there until one of the smart people can figure out what to do.
Okay.
He is
held.
Okay. You successfully grabbed this creature.
What do?
Who's next?
Me.
You gotta remember your own initiative.
Yeah.
It actually goes around the table yeah. perfectly.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's anything we can do to stop it. Does there appear to be any sort of switch or anything that I can see?
You're going to have to get a heck of a lot closer to even do any of that. I mean, unless you have some eagle eye ability.
I'll move 30 feet up.
Okay.
You'll be so kind.
So you want to spend your full action to make an investigation check?
Does it appear restrained as of now in the way it is?
Bardas is holding it, but we don't know. Like, there's no telling how long it will be withheld for.
Well, then I better look now. So, yes.
Because as you are sitting there, the alarms are still going off in this area. Like, the red alarms, you hear intruders. Like, this is a very chaotic scene.
Okay. I will spend one turn to see if there's anything I can figure out to disable it.
Okay.
Because the gnome did say to stop, or what were the exact words?
The goblin just...
Oh, the goblin.
Yeah, he just said, I told you not to enter.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't tell us to stop.
And you, I don't think you would have heard that.
Oh.
Unless...
So am I giving him... Am I assisting him since I'm holding him steady?
Well, you can't really talk as Bardas, right?
Basic...
Well, if I wouldn't have known that the goblin said that, I don't know if I would have
yeah.
found a way to disable it. So I'll... Retcon, I'll move back to where I was. And I'm going to pull out my firearm and shoot it with a firebolt.
Okay, sounds good.
That does not hit. 18.
18 does not hit, you're correct.
But I will once again do the temporary hit points for everyone within 10 feet.
Okay.
For 6 temporary hit points.
Ooh.
That changes from the 8, right?
Yeah, unfortunately it resets whenever
yeah,
I do it.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he took damage, so I would have
yeah.
refreshed it. And that's my mighty turn.
Okay.
Do I see any change in the arcana around me for magic?
So that swirl is very strong within the mechanized...
Within
robot.
The mechanized
like
unit?
You can kind of feel the aura around it, even though you can't quite see it because it all seeped into the suit when it... I don't know, you wouldn't have seen it, really. But you can just tell that...
This is the epicenter of the magic?
Yep. If you give me... If you don't want to use your turn and you want to use your full action to do an arcana check, you might be able to get more.
Yeah, he's going to hold his action and do that arcana check.
Okay, go ahead and roll it. And roll it at advantage.
That is a 4.
You're too stoned.
Wow.
You can,
a 4 with advantage.
Like, you can... Because of your pot senses and how you're kind of, you know, in tune with people when you're...
There's a disturbance in the force.
Yes, exactly.
You're just feeling the beat of the alarm.
Oh, yeah.
Reuven.
Is Trog okay?
We should go
the
get burritos.
Okay.
Yeah, Bardas is just shaking his head.
All right. Would I have heard him to...
Would I be able to pull out my loot and just start just fucking around because he's so distracted?
As a bonus action, I'll allow it.
Perfect. So he's up in the air, just cross-legged, just... Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
He's way too chill.
Yeah.
Would I have heard the goblin say, don't attack, or would it just been Dash?
Nope. At this point, no one would have heard it except Dash.
So he's got him restrained.
Dash ain't here, man.
Since I saw him get sucked in to the suit.
Doors opened after the suit. He was in the suit.
Okay, so I didn't see him at all. Okay. No, you're good. I'm just going to take two more attacks then.
Okay, sounds good. roll at advantage.
Roll at advantage?
Yeah. Okay. Since Stash is holding him.
Okay, first attack. Not good. 14.
Miss.
Yeah, that's first attack. Second attack. Ooh, this one might. 21.
Miss.
Both yeah. Miss.
Yeah, 22. 22 is the magic number. That's been the lowest to hit.
Is he... Do I see, like, the goblin doing anything? Can you see inside the suit?
No.
Okay. Then I kind of just brace back and get into it. Yeah, that's it.
Cool.
Just stand in there.
All right, do you have any bonus actions you'd like to take?
No.
Okay. All right, Dash. Talk me through it. It's my turn now.
So you can try to escape the grapple.
Uh-huh.
With opposed athletics.
Uh-huh.
That takes your full action. Or you can make your attacks at disadvantage. Yeah. That's basically all that grappled does.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and I guess make a try to break free.
Okay.
Jesus. 13.
26.
Okay. That's the end of my turn.
Okay. Bardas holding.
Stop! Freaking!
Okay.
And he's just gonna...
You want me to stop?
Fucking hold it. And Bardas is just looking at you like, yeah, that's what it said. That's what his face says. That's my turn.
I'm trying to think if he wants us to stop attacking him or stop him by attacking him. Now, fire again. I don't know. Hey, that's 23.
Okay, it hits.
14 fire damage.
Okay.
Did anyone take... Well, I'll roll. Anyways. 10 temporary hit points.
All right.
Someone check those dice over there.
That's not even max, brother. 1d8 plus 5.
Oh, that makes sense. I thought you were just rolling d10s over there. I was like, go fuck yourself.
I just rolled a concentration check for myself just to see 8 because he's high. He rolled a 3. He's just hooked on a feeling.
All right.
High on it. Just having a good time. Like, everything else is gone.
Okay.
He's already rolled another blunt at this point.
All right. Back to Captain.
So I kind of look at Bardas and go, you want us to stop attacking?
Nods his head.
And so I noticed, can I, as my turn, as my action, can I investigate the suit to try to, like, see if where Fizzgig went?
Sure.
You've been good. No, you haven't been very good. 7.
No idea. This is new technology to you.
Okay. And yeah, I'm just that. Yeah, that's my turn. I'm just going to stay there.
Okay.
And just kind of hold defensively.
Sounds good. As your turn wraps up, you guys start to hear mechanized items potentially coming down the hallway.
Right.
Particularly Laura, you would be hearing that. Okay. Let's go, Bardis. What you got? There's another low number. 12.
28.
Okay.
Damn, dude. I don't want to get into a fucking strength contest with you.
So I want to release the grapple. So I had him in like full Nelson. I want to release the grapple by dropping his hands, and I want to try to rip the suit open. Is there like a seam or something that Bardis can get his fingers in?
Let me get to your turn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 1 second.
Okay.
And absolutely. Laura, there are now two of the ant things that are going to take shots at you.
Okay.
As a lair action. One crit and the other was a 19.
Meets it, beats it, right? Because I AC 19.
Well, yeah. 19 plus 5.
Oh, you rolled 19.
Yeah. So that's going to be 24 and a crit. So that's going to be 20 damage. And the other one will be 5. So it's going to take 25 total. From behind, you kind of get those lasers that you guys ran into. You get hit with like some red beams on your shoulder.
And they're right next to me now?
They're coming down the hallway.
Oh, so they blasted me.
Yep.
But how far?
It's about 120 feet away from you. Okay, Dash, you want to try ripping this thing open?
Yeah, is there like a seam like in the chest plate or something?
I mean, it's there, but your fingers would be too big to really get... I don't know how you'd get your fingers in to rip it, so you're going to have to like try to crush it and rip it.
Okay.
I don't know how the hell we're going to roll this, because I feel like it's almost a con for the metal.
You would just set a DC by how difficult you think it would be, and I roll whatever you want me to roll.
I'm willing to negotiate this because it's steel. How hard do you think it would be for Bardis to rip apart steel? Like thick steel crafted with magic.
Yeah. It'd be pretty fucking hard. Probably like a DC 25.
That seems fair to me.
Yeah, I was thinking like 23 to 25.
Let's do 23.
Okay. I have advantage because I'm raging. Am I doing strength or athletics? There's a big difference.
I do the weaker of the two.
Okay, so strength. So for a 23, I have to roll an 18 or higher.
I think that's fair.
That's a natural 20 for a 25.
Okay. So you begin to recklessly rip open this suit. Like, with your raging, you can't really control it. You're just, like, you're trying to help.
I saw it pull him in. I'm trying to, like, rip. I have, like, my knee in its back and then my hands in the breastplate and trying to rip it open.
Yep. So,
dude,
you
this is so brutal.
You take this thing and you literally shred it in half. In doing so, the metal gets caught in Dr. Fizzgig's arm and pierces his arm. He's knocked unconscious from the lightning strike from before. So he is now unconscious, laying next to this pile of metal that has been ripped in half. With that, two suits fall down from the raft. Next to you on either side. and that's it.
Okay. Yeah. That's my turn.
Two suits like the things that look just like this thing?
Yep. This, now that, so you guys, those of you who were not in the room, you can now see that they fall down to the ground with their chest open, almost like they're ready to receive something, or something could enter into it.
Does it have to be a small thing?
At your range, Pat, no, you could tell. It's designed like it would fit magically. You'd magically fit into it.
How far away is it from me?
30 feet.
I'm going to go 30 feet and try to get it.
Sounds good. Jump in and make an Arcana check for me at disadvantage.
Oh.
Oh, no.
11.
Robbed. So you get in. You jump in this unit. and it closes, and you're super excited because it closes in on you, and you're excited. You see a bit of that swirling mist that's kind of in and out of the campaign as the doors close, and everything closes up, and it's just dark.
Is it safe to say that's my turn, or do I have further actions?
You use your action.
I mean, I moved there, and then I got in the thing. I feel like
your action was to climb in.
Okay.
Arcana check, why considered with your bonus action. So I think that's the end of your turn.
Oh. Did anyone take damage? I don't think so. I'll leave it.
Unless you want to heal Fizgig. He took damage from the...
But he's out if he's a good guy or yet. I'm not
gonna... Well, it's temp hit points, too, so it wouldn't bring him up anyway.
Yeah. He could just cook. I don't care. Laura doesn't like what's going on down here. So.
Oh, shit. We're fighting. suit number two, is it not moving?
Not moving.
Okay. So the spiders, have they stopped?
You just got out of your trance? You're not sure.
Okay. And Fizgig is on the ground, not moving.
Correct.
Hmm. How's everyone looking?
I think I'm the only one that's hurt.
Bardas took a little bit, but he's alright. Okay.
He's gonna attack the spider. If I can see it.
I don't think you'd be able to see it. I don't think they're quite within range yet.
Okay.
What's your range on your attack? Because they were 120 feet to hit Laura, which would be 30 additional feet away from you. And they're coming down a dark hallway.
60 feet.
No. Okay.
I wouldn't imagine so. Do you want to do another Arcana check?
Sure. Critical fail.
Jesus. Useless fucking sorcerer. Okay, that's your turn.
I think I have a sandwich. Wait.
Okay, so.
Goddamn munchies.
So Fizzgig is in front of me on the ground unconscious. This is your discretion. I can do it as a bonus action. Can I medicine check him? Or do you want to do that as an action?
Your action would have to be to medicine check him.
Okay.
Because you'd be actively stopping combat to get down and check on him.
I'm going to do that as an action, to medicine check him.
Okay.
To make sure he's still alive.
Okay.
That is a 18.
Yeah, he's breathing.
Okay. During that, can I stabilize him? Or do like a stabilize?
It's not hit points that knocked him down. It's the shock of the lightning.
Okay.
So he's just knocked unconscious.
Would I have known that through that medicine check?
Yeah, you can like slap him and try to wake him up.
Does that count as an action? To like
use it as a bonus action, not get two weapon fighting?
No, I'm not two weapon. Dual wielding.
No. Yeah, with your medicine check, you know that he's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. He just needs to be woken up.
Okay. One sec. Yeah, that's my turn.
Cool. I have to roll initiative. Okay, spider landing. That's about fair with the dash attack. Yeah. Yep. The suits are just standing there, motionless, other than Laura, who's trapped in one.
Okay.
So we're now to dash.
Did it look like Laura just jumped in it willingly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's what I did. I don't know. Okay. Theory, but
How did it appear, Laura?
That's what I did.
So there's nothing directly threatening around Bardas. It's just these three spiders coming up. Okay. I want to use my movement to get up. Let's see. So with my movement, I'm about 15 feet away. You'll see all the lightning that's crackling around him. It coalesces into that axe again, and he just, as he's running forward, just chucks it forward at the center one.
Okay.
And...
super cock.
It's a 14 on the first one.
Just barely hits it.
Just as it goes past, the lightning collects into a bolt and shoots back to his hand, and he chucks it again.
What was your damage for the first one?
It just, it barely needs
hit
it.
Oh, it did hit?
Yep.
Oh, I thought it missed. Nope. So 24 on the first one, 24 damage, all lightning.
It shatters to pieces.
Okay, and then as soon as the lightning bolt comes back to my hand, I chuck it at the one to the right.
Okay.
And that one, I just rolled, that was a 24 to hit on that one.
Okay.
And 21 damage.
That one's gone.
Okay.
So which?
Yes.
That is center. The one to his right.
Anything else you got, Dash?
Nope. That's it.
All right, Laura.
So it's just pitch black in here?
Pitch black.
I'm going to try to, like, maybe reorient myself to see if I can notice any sort of activation. Now that I'm in it. I don't know what that would be as far as a roll.
Sounds good. Let's go ahead and just do another Arcana check. So as you're fumbling around inside of this suit, kind of towards the breastplate that closes, your hand bumps what you would perceive is a button, and with that it lights up red and just begins to start misting you with this Feywild type mist.
Hmm.
And with that, you are now fighting all of your friends.
I was low-key worried about that. I was like, it could go one in two ways.
So you're going to keep your same initiative. I'm actually going to give you your full round. I don't know if you want to come over here and look at the character sheet. That's a you call. I can kind of tell you roughly what it is. You get three attacks plus seven hit, and you do 1d8 plus three.
Okay.
Damage.
Okay.
And it's out of your control, so you're going to have to play it like you're the defense system for this lair.
Sorry, bros.
Hey, man, this is what it is.
So would it be what the suit would do or what Laura would do if Laura was fighting? I'm just out of control. I'm just riding on.
At this point, you're out of control.
Okay.
Next round, we can roll a con saving throw and see if you can gain control.
Okay, perfect. So I still get an attack?
You get your full turn. Movement speed is 30 feet. And you get an action surge.
Yeah, I put you're like
pretty
in this suit
in that vicinity.
That was the suit. Yep.
The other suit.
That's me.
Time for the clickety clacks. Poor Captain.
Plus what to hit?
Seven.
Does it 21 hit?
Yeah.
I hit three times.
Jesus.
It's a what? D8 plus?
1d8 plus three.
Jesus!
29 damage.
Cotton.
Do I have to action, sir? I mean, you're the boss.
I think it's your first, like, it's just starting to boot up. We'll go ahead and say you don't have to action, sir. Just wrong.
I don't want to after third, but...
But you do.
Well, I start hitting as soon as I'm attacking my friends.
All right, you're up.
The temptation is too great to get in the suit of armor.
Oh. Ooh. That's not good.
What if we all got in a suit?
That's really not good. I'm going to throw an attack at this character.
Okay. What kind of attack are you doing?
I'm using Chromatic Orb.
Great.
So that is a 25 to hit.
Oh, it hits. And this is against Laura?
Mm-hmm. In the suit. They just attacked everyone?
Yeah, I was just asking.
Yeah. And lightning. Just bzz, 11 points.
Oh, okay. Hey, Laura, on your character sheet, take 11 points of damage.
It affects direct to the character?
Why do you think Fizz is knocked unconscious?
Oh.
I mean, it got him out of the suit.
You're not wrong.
It, you know, a little unconscious, but it was effective.
Wow.
Yeah. Great move.
All I can do.
Any bonus actions or anything like that you want to take?
He's still going to just be hovering.
Okay.
So, yep. That's everything.
Yeah, that's all, folks. All right. I'm going to, as a bonus, I'm going to use my bonus action first, conjure spiritual weapon.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it right next to this suit that Laura didn't get. If the spiritual weapon can attack on its first round,
it can.
Yeah,
it can. We did. Okay. I thought we did.
Yeah.
So, spiritual weapon's going to attack Laura.
Feels good to hurt your friends.
Hurt people, hurt people.
Do I have a different AC in this thing? Or is it my AC?
So, your AC is 22.
They don't hit you.
Inside of the suit, you just take damage from electric spells.
Okay.
There's no immunity.
10 doesn't hit.
And then, so can you mark off of a
separate number?
Separate number.
Sure.
There are 124 hit points. So you take 11, and the suit took 11.
Since I was medicine checking Fizz, did I ever see him go into the suit?
Yeah, you would have stood back up within your turn.
Okay.
You would have seen him go in the suit.
I can't bounce back because I'll promote.
I'm really glad Bardas saw you get in the suit.
I made a... So watching Bardas do what he did, I'm going to try to do it as well. Can I, as an action, like reach up and like try to pry?
Okay, so Bardas withheld them first,
right?
So I would do. You need to go through the same actions.
Just
to
do
restrain.
The same. Okay.
Yep.
Then I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna take two attacks. Sorry, Laura. And one of them is with my lightning sword. first attack.
If this is how Laura goes, this is how Laura goes. It's fine. Doing what she loves, being in a robot suit.
Right? 17 to hit. Doesn't hit.
No.
Second attack. This one, 20 to hit.
So is it?
22.
Okay. It's not my AC.
It just glances off of it. And that's...
Did you hit with your spiritual weapon?
Yeah.
Okay.
That right away.
What'd you...
I missed.
Okay.
Yeah, you missed everything.
Bardas is just mopping up shop over here.
And that was my...
Reckless is so handy.
That's my turn.
That's your turn. You get up against high ACs, it's reckless all the way.
All right.
I'm just critting on Bardas tonight.
Super.
25 damage.
25 damage.
Have it.
Halved to 12.
Yep.
From who? Who attacked?
This little guy.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But that's not like piercing damage, is it?
No.
Yeah, so I'm only resistant to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing. That's it.
Oh,
so I take the 25.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it would be... I don't even know what kind of... What's that sword?
It would be like fire damage.
Radiant?
Radiant.
I think radiant would be... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I'm not resistant to that.
Oh, I'm so used to playing with totem.
Yeah, with the bear totem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that worked out, I guess. Let's see. So that brings us back to the robot that's KO'd. That was awesome. Fizz, where are you at? Okay. So Fizz is still just kind of trying to get consciousness back. So he's finally moving and getting up to his feet, but he won't do anything until later in the round. The other mech is still standing there. So we're back to Bardis.
Okay, first attack, I'm going to chuck my great axe at the remaining fucker. That is a 27 to hit.
Yep.
For 17 damage.
It's looking pretty rough.
Okay. And then... Yeah, I'm just going to use my second attack on it.
Okay.
20 to hit.
Hits.
Okay. And that's another, 13 damage.
It KO'd it.
Perfect. And then Bardis hasn't used any movement, so he'll use all of his movement to get back to the captain. And... actually, I will flank with him to flank Laura.
Okay. Sounds good.
You said I could do a save to... What was a con save you said?
Yep, con save. What's your modifier?
Plus 6.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Plus you have your ear with an aura. Does that work?
What's your aura do?
It adds to your saving throws.
Yeah.
By how much?
2.
Plus 8? 27.
Ooh.
Okay.
I can't roll much higher than that, so I'm hoping that was good enough.
I was setting the DC at 22. So.
Sweet.
You pass. With that, you're starting to get adjusted to the suit itself. You're noticing that kind of a visor is coming through, and you can actually see through what is just would typically be metal inside of a helmet, which is odd to you. And generally speaking, you are gaining controls of the limbs and legs for this. So this round, you can actually move and at free will do damage, but choose to do with it what you want.
Are there any more hostile targets?
There's only another mech just sitting there empty, not attacking or anything.
I'll say, I got it now. Don't attack me.
Can we hear it?
You can hear it.
Do I have a cool robot voice when I say it?
Give me a robot voice. I forgot Fizz's voice to do. That's already going to destroy my...
Our editor just needs to like put a modifier over it.
I got it now.
Perfect.
Good. If there's nothing else to attack, I'm just going to...
Nothing else to attack.
Hopefully in goodwill show that I'm not attacking them, so maybe they'll stop attacking me.
I would say, so you could use a bonus action to maybe move around the room. I don't know what you want to do.
I'm going to move closer to my little cannon thing.
Okay. The biggest threat to you guys right now is just the whole warning system is still going off and...
7 10 hit points, whoever's within 10 feet.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Perfect. Drog.
Robot's still there?
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. That is 17 to hit.
So 7 on Laura?
No, on the little robot that's still sitting.
Oh, the little one. Sorry, that's gone. Bart destroyed that. My bad.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
In that case, I'm not going to throw an attack. Do I see anything in the room that might stop the alarm system?
Give me
Okay, I'm going to give you two options here. Mm-hmm. Keep failing everything.
Is you high as a kite.
We can either do investigation or arcana. You choose the higher of the two.
Both intelligence based on a sorcerer. Rough.
Yeah, they're the same. He's still too high.
Okay.
That's a three.
Oh my gosh. These dice are telling your own story for you.
Yeah. So that's a four altogether.
Oh my gosh.
There's flashing lights. Why is it every 37? No, it's 36 seconds. 37 seconds.
Warning.
36.
Warning.
Guys, is the voice changing?
Intruder alert.
Yeah.
Intruder.
You just see.
The lights aren't even red anymore.
He's getting higher.
Takes another hit.
God.
He's so worried. Everything at disadvantage now.
Absolutely.
Okay. Fucking useless ass sorcerer.
So Fizz is kind of up and like, just like really in a dazed state.
Yep.
More or less. If I lay on hands him, because he's still technically in front of me. Well, that I'm going to lay on hands him. 10 hit points.
Okay.
And that's my action. As my bonus action, I'm going to ask him, how do we turn the alarm off?
Still just not quite there.
Jeez. Okay, that's both my things. I'm done.
Okay. Do you want to move?
No, I'm going to stay put for now.
I'm just waiting for the epic mech battle. I don't know. to put two players against. Okay, cool. Fizz is finally like shaking his head. He's like,
I warned you guys. What the hell?
Well, I asked you to turn the alarm off. Dash just wanted to get a good look.
Why would I help you? We're fucked.
What do you mean we're fucked?
I don't control any of this.
This isn't you?
No, I just build things here.
Then who is this?
Why would I tell you?
Because now we gotta get out of this.
You have to. I have an escape.
Well, where's your escape?
Fuck you, I ain't telling you that either.
He begins to walk towards the alchemy table.
I would like to pick him up and hold him off the ground.
In the mech suit, I'm going to walk towards the alchemy table.
And I'm not trying to act like I'm not acting aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just picking him up like almost like just fucking cooperate. but Bartis just doesn't have the words for it. So he's just like,
Okay.
We're still on initiative, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Well, more of the little mechs are making their way down the hallway. Let's see. I'm just trying to think if he would react to your reaction. So you picked him up with him?
Yeah, just like grab him by the back of the of whatever he's wearing, just grab him by the collar and just pick him up off the ground to put him at like captain's eye level.
Okay.
Let me go.
And he just puts Fizzgig right in front of the captain.
Good job, Bartis. Can I talk to him or?
Yes. So Laura made her way to the table. Was that what you want to do? Do you want to investigate over by the table?
Yeah. If I saw him walking towards there, maybe I'd walk over there and see if I could figure out what he was walking over there to see.
Okay. So you can look around the table. Roll investigation check at disadvantage.
You don't see shit.
Perfect.
Well, what? I mean, you have no familiarity with the Feywild, right?
I mean, other than the, I guess, brief time we spent there.
Okay. So at the table, you've noticed a lot of the same herbs that you've seen in that instance are scattered about between the potions being ground up. It looked like someone's really working with these ingredients to try to make something chemical-wise. What it is, not sure yet.
Not really my wheelhouse. Maybe I'll try to get old botanical boy here to come take a look.
Over the rainbow. No. Yeah, I'll drop my concentration on flying and wander over. What do these plants look like?
What do they look like?
Yes.
Were you in the Feywild?
No.
Psychedelic shit, man.
Some of the most fluorescent flowers, vines, thorns, things that don't look like they belong in drugs or to be smoked, but things that would build potions to help aid or cause magical effects.
So he's gonna take a rip off that blunt and he is going to do a medicine check. Is that gonna be a disadvantage?
It's gonna be a straight roll.
That's some plants, man. Two.
Okay.
Dude!
That's rough.
I have been rolling garbage tonight. With that two, because he thinks he knows what he's doing, which ones are the most vibrant plants there are?
The most vibrant plants. There is one that is an orange, purple, and lime green concoction. Perfect. It almost looks like a tiger lily.
It sounds obnoxious.
Perfect. I take that one.
And do what with it?
Is there like a mixing bowl or something like that?
Yep. There's a pester and mortar.
I'm going to grind it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pester.
No. Grind it down. Is there any liquids on the table? It doesn't matter what it is.
Pick any of them.
Whichever one's the most...
This all seems like a bad idea.
Funkiest smell.
The funkiest smell?
Yep. I'm looking for, like, gym socks, almost.
There's this super obnoxious, like, black... If you were to picture a skunk in the wild, how they have that deep, rich black in their fur.
It.
Yep.
Yep, okay.
Yep, there's one of those sitting there.
Powder into thing. Does it go boom?
Can you roll a D100?
The fuck is wrong with you? Why would you do this?
73.
Okay. I need you to... 73.
Mm-hmm.
So... as this... blows up, this powder, this just reeks of just vile odor, mm-hmm. blows up in your face. You just get this black ring, and you're sitting there blinking your eyes and trying to, like, make sense of what just happened. As you go to turn and kind of wipe stuff out of your eyes, you are now in tune with how obnoxious this room is filled with Feywild magic. Everything within the vicinity of whether it's the Tesla coils, whether it's the rafters, you now realize that this room is 100% driven by Feywild magic, and you are kind of concerned that there's really no escape from it. But your black. Can you roll me a D20?
Six.
Okay, so your black smoke that blew up in your face, you realize is kind of counterbalancing, and it's growing with mass and counteracting the Feywild magic. you're going to have essentially three turns, and this room will then be completely wiped of any Feywild magic that exists. And you are deducing that basically by watching this, the clouds counteract each other. This dark smoke is essentially eating away the magic within the room.
Guys, I fixed it.
Bartis, you're not feeling so hot.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. No.
That's it.
Okay.
At this point, there are going to be a couple more of the stupid little mech thingies.
Fuckers hurt.
That's because I crit with them. Captain.
I'm up to Fizzgeek now, as Bartis is holding him in front of me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is... Because I didn't see what these two were doing. What is the easiest way out of here so we can get and talk?
I'm not telling you.
And I hold my sword up to his throat. You're going to tell me how to get out of here. We're going to get out of here, and we're both going to get out of here alive. And this is my lightning sword. So there's like sparks coming off of it as well.
You think you're the only one with magic?
Oh, I know I'm not the only one with magic, sir.
And with that, an orb begins to form in his hand of this really gross, green, obnoxious cloud.
Before he does that, can I take... I'm going to be very specific about this. Because I just want to knock him out now at this point. So, non-lethal damage attacks on him.
Okay.
Do you want me to do that unarmed or with... Can I...
You healed him.
Yep. 10.
Mm-hmm. He was knocked out because the suit was a conductor, not because it took him under his hit points.
Right.
Okay. Just making sure.
I'm just playing it the way I would play.
Cool. Yeah. Make an attack.
Okay. I'm going to attack twice, of course.
Okay. Just punch him in the face. Are you using your weapon or not?
I am going to use one with my weapon.
Okay.
And this is with... First one's with my... I know it's going to hit. 24 to hit. Unless he's got a ridiculous amount of AC.
Double shield.
I can see him do... Actually, that... Is that even possible?
No. No, it's a reaction spell. You only get one reaction.
Yeah, it hits.
Okay. Doing that with
first level rogue. With wizard.
Plus the lightning.
Did you get two bonus actions? Would that work?
You only cast one level spell.
22 yeah. Damage.
True.
On the first hit. Second hit. Does a 17 hit?
What did you say, 17?
17.
Yeah. No. You see a shield as a reaction, a shield come up in the chromatic orb. Well, the orb that was in his hand drops.
Okay. I'm going to... He's held by Bartis. So my spiritual weapon's going to take an attack.
Okay.
I hadn't pictured Bartis as a grappler, but I kind of like
that's
it.
That's a nat one.
I think your hesitation with whether or not you should be attacking this person is starting to sink in with your link with your weapon.
Okay. So I like it. And that is my turn. Yeah.
Okay. Great. So... Jesus.
I wasn't expecting to have to actually play this out. I need you, Mr. Bardis, to make a wisdom saving throw, DC 17.
Oh, no.
That's not a strong point.
I have to get a 19, I think.
Wisdom save?
Yeah.
You got plus two.
Oh, so that cancels out my negative two for a 13.
You are overcome with the inability to move. You are now paralyzed.
Oh, no.
Okay. Super.
Super.
With my bonus action, I am going to bonus action to start Blade Song.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he... Bardis just stops in his place, and he's not moving, and the goblin just gently lands to his feet, and he says, "I warned you, I'm not here to help. You've done nothing but cause chaos. Get out of my way or die."
"I'm not moving. You got it. But the only way I see out is just through them two doors we came through. So...
death it is."
I wish I was level 10 so I could chuck him.
I think we all were.
just throw this little goblin against the wall.
All I can think of is the Hulk and Loki's.
Not right now, though. Bardis ain't doing shit if he has to do wisdom saving throws.
I just have to read that spell. It is your turn, Bardis. Do we want to just hold it while I read what you have to do? I've never used that spell before.
What's the spell?
Concentrate. It's hold person.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, I think I make a saving throw at the end of my turn.
Choose a human I use within range. Put a little spot. Choose a range. Oh. Hold on. When you cast a spell, you can use spells that are higher. You can target. Oh, shit. So I need to retcon something. You also need to make a wisdom saving throw for me, Captain.
Oh, okay.
17 is the DC.
Wisdom?
Yep. Oh. Hold person. Oh. At the level I casted that, it can do two targets within 30.
I have hold person.
It's a good spell.
I can tell you I passed. It's a 23. Wisdom savings are like my highest. 25 if you want to add my aura, which I do. I get the aura too.
Your aura is already factored into your
character. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep. So you can now dash is up. You can make that saving throw.
Okay. And that's at the end of my turn, I believe.
Yep.
So I lose my turn.
Yep.
Why did I...
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
I rolled at... I'll just take the disadvantage, so it would still fail.
Okay. Even with the plus two? Oh, yeah, it negates it.
Yeah, it just makes it a flat roll. I have to roll a 17 or higher.
I did not mean it like that.
Oh, and my rage drops.
So oh, no.
Dash is just standing there like a fucking statue and then turns to ash. And drops, and Dash is standing there, just eyes looking around, frozen in place.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Laura?
Okay.
Where's the... You were over by the alchemy table.
I don't know where the alchemy table is at. We just placed you.
Basically towards Jason, 30 feet. We were in the center of the room.
Can I go to Dr. Whatever?
Yep.
Where do we? That's my spiritual weapon.
He's somewhere.
He's like right next to me. Or in front of me.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm going to attack in my mech suit. Plus 7 or 8, I forget what you said.
Plus 7.
Does a 21 hit?
No.
Does a 22 hit?
No.
Action surge.
Okay.
Oh.
Does a 25 hit?
Yes.
D8 plus 3?
Fucking blade singers.
Mm-hmm.
9 damage.
Okay.
Does this thing get any, like, special? Okay. Oh. 11 timber hit points, everyone with it.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, wonderful. Is it 11?
Yep. I'm so glad you redid that.
Oh, I accidentally punched in 111.
It's 111. Every turn.
Yes, please.
We're all Norse now.
Drog.
Perfect. So, the Blade Singer.
Before you get go too far into it, at this point, the gas that you've produced has now choked out all of the magic within the room, the Feywild magic. With that, you notice after Laura's attacking in the suit now powers down.
Oh.
The alarms have now shut off.
Well, shit. And... Hey, Gremlin. I think I fixed it.
You freed me from the spell.
Fuck. Well, nothing to do about it then.
You're welcome.
Dude. Oh my god.
Does a 10 hit?
Not quite.
Well, you see this spectral skeleton hand like reach out and try and grab him. Nothing happens.
Your magic is a joke.
Not as much as your face.
Subclass wizard.
If I wanted a disappointment, I'd look at you.
Ooh, that was good.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah, all you.
You're up, Captain.
He said death, so...
Fuck.
All right, we're doing two... Yeah, two attacks. Oh, fucking A. Neither of them hit. They're below 15 each.
Yes.
Yeah. Spiritual weapon. That misses too. 8.
Ouch.
And I... Yeah, I'm just going to stay put. I'm feeling pretty safe where I'm at.
Okay. The cannons in the back have now just shut down. The alarm system is now no longer going off.
Mm-hmm. Thank God. Okay, you're not a useless sorcerer.
I haven't rolled above a 5 yet.
He just did that out of dumb spite with the freaking concoction he came
up
with.
It's fine. I don't care how it happened. He's still useful.
The only thing my character's good for is chaos.
Yeah. Hey, it worked out.
When it comes to chromatic orb, that's just a... If it's attacks per turn, that's only with a weapon. Or it says two actions. So is it two chromatic orbs that you can cast?
No, because you can only... Because they take an action.
Yeah, but it says two attacks per action.
Yeah, that's if you're making melee attacks.
Okay.
But anytime you're casting a spell, that takes a full action.
Okay. No problem. So I am going to... Fizga's going to look at you as a captain, like,
you're the captain of this crew?
Aye.
Challenge me to a duel at this moment. Show me your worth.
I challenge you to a duel, then.
All right. So. Does your crew accept the terms of the duel?
Crew, we're gonna duel. Is that all right?
That's a yes from Dash.
Can I talk to the thing now that it shut down?
When it shut down, I'll just go ahead and say, since it was outside your turn, it opened up nicely. And
oh.
It didn't lock you inside because the Feywild magic wasn't locking you in.
Did we learn a lesson last time?
I didn't start that duel last time.
I guess it's up to you. You're the captain.
You don't really care, do you?
He just... Gonna do what?
We're gonna duel.
Okay.
Are we doing this to the terms of...
Hey, Gremlin. Is there any sandwiches around here?
You better quiet your crew.
Oh.
Can you fix the one that dodged the coat hanger?
Holy crap!
Oh, goodness.
I'm sorry if I went too far on that one.
We're at an hour.
Okay.
All right.
It's a duel.
Are you
doing it or not?
We're doing it.
Okay.
Is this to the terms of normal dueling?
No, because you'll die.
I mean, of the... You know what I meant.
Spoilers.
No, so what's going to happen is we are going to cut the episode here and pick up next week while I decide how the hell I'm going to try not to kill your character.
Woo!
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening to this episode of Monroe's Chess, presented by Dubstep and Dragons. Make sure to check us out on your favorite podcasting platform. And drop us a like, follow, and subscribe. And let us know what your thoughts are on the previous two episodes. Leave us a comment in the comments section. We'd love to hear from you. And let's see on the next time what happens to this in this duel between Fizzgig and Captain Levarius. Until next time, chaps.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.